close to the end of the session. We've got the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 428. I'll have a chance to look it over.
Chairman.
Representative Gooding.
I move we pass out committee substitute for Senate Bill 428.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Well, next, you know where Mahone is. Take up the next one, that's Speaker Mahone's bill, and he's not here. How about taking up 7-9, if that's agreeable to me? Well, that's Charlie. In fact, take a couple of minutes.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I apologize for having committee waste upstairs in the meeting. Mr. Chairman, this bill was introduced by me by a trust of constituents who is a bow and arrow type and who didn't see any reason why he couldn't raise a bow and arrow. Actually, couldn't.
We'll call the meeting back to order.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for recess. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find what I was talking about. That is the letter that outlined the unit that existed. And presumably, the committee will want to see that before taking action. In that case, I have to ask them for a day or two more time to get to recover whatever information I had on it, if I did have it, and the board to get a new copy of Dow. But just generally, my understanding is that there is an option to purchase relative to the car, whose price, and that the option wouldn't extend beyond sometime in the fall of this year. That's all I can say on it right now.
Purpose under hearing?
Mr. Chairman, I don't really object to this bill at all, but the thing that comes to my mind is I'm curious as to whether there's any state land that fronts on the Kenai River that we could be used. You know, because here we are in a big discussion about how much land, public land gets put out into private hands, and then we have some land that's in private hands, and right away the state wants to buy it, which is just sort of a little bit of a rub there philosophically. I'd be curious as to whether there's any state land anywhere in the vicinity that could be utilized.
Do we have anybody else testify?
Chairman, I can't give a good answer to Mr. Urien's question right now, but if the bill were put off for, say, 2 days, I could have information available as to what the status of plans are. In my knowledge, there isn't any state land, but my knowledge is not complete. So if I get that information, I think it's available on the Kenai Peninsula Bureau of Tax Maps.
Mr. Chairman, I'm supportive of Representative Malone's position. I can't think of any state or public lands along that area either. It's something we could check out. But I would like to point out that last year, in cooperation with the Isaac Walton League and the Bureau of Outdoor Recreation, we purchased public access lands up at Moose River, the confluence of Moose River and the Kenai. Public access is just critical on the Kenai. The Kenai River is the single largest important recreational salmon fishing stream in the entire state of Alaska. It sustains more harvest pressure, produces more fish than any other stream in the state. It serves the largest population area. Half the population of the state resides in the area. It would really iron out our management problems there, because between the town of Soldotna and Moose River, there is no public access at this time that could be developed for boat launching and this type of thing.
Any other questions? What's the wish of the committee?
I've been a problem sending finance.
I guess if other members want to hold it, I don't want to.
Who want to hold it? Who want to pass it out?
I'll move to pass it out.
Chair, no objection. Hearing none, so ordered. Too late for it.